Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you aware of Feel Good Friday, Fliegelman?
I am. I'm usually home by now and asleep on a Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, I know. Well, let's step it up.
Sleepy douchey.
Yeah. I mean, this is not a Feel Good Friday.
Sleepy douchey festival.
Wake us up a little bit and keep us going.
There's a lot of songs I could play.
Yeah, all right.
A lot of time left in the show.
So Taylor Swift ended up putting out her old album that Scooter Braun took and ripped off or whatever from her, and she re-recorded all the songs. When you listen back, and be honest, because I know you're so like slanted towards Taylor Swift.
Oh, that my God.
You could never say a bad word about her. But she re-recorded all the songs. Are they just as good as they were?
Some are just as good, some are better, some are not the same. There's definitely some that the originals are better.
Okay. Now, when you listen to it and you want to listen to a particular song, do you have to listen to her version of it because you feel like you're defiling her in some way if you listen to the old version that Scooter Braun has?
Well, when I listen to the old versions, I'll listen to the CDs, so he won't get any money from streaming or anything like that, so... I guess it's not as dirty because I'm not contributing to him getting anything in his pocket, but I'll listen to both because the old one, again, some of the songs are some of them are a lot better than I expected them to be. You thought maybe it'd be weird she's older, but some of them are better, and some of them, yeah, I'm still going to stick to the original.
Has her voice changed much?
Significantly.
It has.
It's significantly stronger.
Right.
Stronger. Significantly stronger.
So I didn't realize that. So this is a big issue between these two people.
Oh, yeah. So
right.
Scooter Braun has the rights to all those songs. She wanted them back. He wouldn't give it to her. So she went out and re-recorded that album.
Did Scooter Braun write the songs?
No. Nope. It was just a deal that.
And who the hell is Scooter Braun?
He's a music mogul is what he is, man.
Scooter?
Scooter Braun.
Actually, I'm Boomer. He's Scooter.
So. Right. He's probably thinking, right. Boomer's an NFL player. But yeah, no, Scooter. Yeah, Scooter, big media mogul. Now, Scooter Braun, is he, like, excommunicated in the music industry now, Fleegs, or are there people that are actually on his side with this thing?
There are some people, I guess, on his side, but he's also a manager, so his clients, a lot of them have stuck up for him because he's been vital to their careers. He just had absolutely nothing to do with Taylor Swift or her success.
Yeah, made a lot of people a lot of money, this Scooter.
Oh, well, good for him, but why is he keep it? Why is he trying to keep all the... I know why he's trying to keep all the songs.
Money.
But how did he get a hold of them?
Yeah, that I don't know. I mean, is there a short answer on that, Fliegelman?
Yeah, the catalog was for sale. She wanted to buy it. The old record label would only sell to her if she re-signed with them, and instead he sold to Scooter. So she was not only upset that he wouldn't sell to her, but he sold it to someone that she signed with when she was a teenager, sold it to someone that he knew she had a big problem with.
That sounds like a Britney Spears situation. How do these people get themselves into these situations?
A lot of money, man. A lot of money, young people getting taken advantage of, creative people. It's a big business.
Well, it's the same thing in athletics.
Sure.
Guys make big money. Guys, family members and
of course.
Investment bankers and people steal their money right out from under their nose.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of sports and family members, have you seen the Floyd Mayweather Jr., Logan Paul, Jake Paul video from yesterday?
Yeah. I mean, they're just promoting. They're doing the right thing.
I do think, though, and they are promoting, I do think, though, the Jake Paul, I got your hat thing
yes.
was not part of the normal promotion. I do think, now, if you haven't seen it, I mean, think back to middle school, and there's a bully around, and grabs got your hat and then runs away with it.
Screw you. I'm Boomer Esiason.
That wasn't me. I got bullied.
So this is what happened yesterday. So Logan Paul is fighting Floyd Mayweather. Jake Paul goes up to Floyd and does got your hat and then runs away with it. And he, Jake Paul's claiming that he did get punched in the face by one of the Floyd Mayweather bodyguards. So normally I say contrived. They definitely did this on purpose. But this one, I think, because these Paul brothers, they're capable of just about anything.
Yeah, but they are the villains now. They're playing,
which
the
is amazing. How and anybody could be more of a villain than Floyd Mayweather Jr.
But they're getting paid huge sums of money because they've created this whole thing.
Sure,
you know that
they have massive.
And Mayweather's
money.
Not stupid. He sees an opportunity for a massive payday, and he's going to go in the ring and he's probably going to smash this guy out.
You would think that yes. He would. You would think that he would, yes. Now, I got into Mayweather-McGregor. I did. I got into that fight. I went out there. I watched it. I believe that in that fight, you know, they were really fighting. I really believe that. It wasn't like, hey, we're going to go in, script this thing,
yeah,
big payday, and that's the end of it.
But Mayweather had just boxed, though.
He did. Well, McGregor, you're saying,
I mean, McGregor just had a box.
He did.
So it's not really, it's not fair for McGregor.
It wouldn't have been fair for Floyd.
I'm just saying, it's like not, in other words, these two people have different disciplines. They really shouldn't be in the ring fighting unless people want to see it and pay for it, which is obviously the case.
Yeah, but Conor McGregor got himself into that world. I mean, he's the part of what he does, standing up and punching. And I thought that it was entertaining. I thought that he did well. Obviously, Floyd ended up winning the fight, but it felt like a real fight. And I went and I watched it. It felt like a real fight. I hope this feels the same way. I do. I hope
that
it does.
It's got to feel the same way.
Because there's a lot of this stuff that does not, where, like, whatever, it's Jose Canseco getting in the ring with one of Barstool employees or whatever, taking a dive, you know?
Right.
I mean, I don't want to see that with this. But I thought that whether this was contrived or not, whatever it was yesterday, it was entertaining and felt real to me, and I think that they're doing a good job with the promotion. So we'll see. People are going to buy it. They will. I mean, Mayweather pay-per-views have always been a draw.
Especially in this case.
And these guys have always been a draw. People are going to buy it.
So is there anybody on the planet that actually likes the Paul brothers?
Oh, sure. Many people
they
do.
Like them or yeah. they want to see them fail?
I think that there's many people on both sides. I mean, you know what it is when there's a polarizing person in sports. I mean, think about Kyrie here. There's a lot of people that dislike Kyrie. There's a lot of people that love Kyrie. There's people that are polarizing in sports.
Yeah, but the Paul brothers are really, right?
Yeah, I mean, I do think they're very popular. They're very, very popular. People eat up their content. They're gotten to the point where they're definitely villains. I could never be that way. I don't know about you. Like, I could never capitalize on people despising me. That would get old quick, you know? Like, that would really get
Didn't
old
Spank
quick.
Spank do that in the afternoon?
No, people, he's got a likability factor too.
Okay.
He does.
I think he's kind of the villain though.
Well, he's polarizing as well.
Yeah.
There's people on both sides.
Are you polarizing?
I think there's people that dislike me and people that like me.
Really?
Of course. I think the same thing with you.
I people always tell me they love you.
Well, that's good. It's good to hear.
Nobody's ever told me that they don't like
you. Well,
they're
not going to tell you that, you know? But there's... But
who would tell you that?
Who would tell me what?
That they don't like you.
Oh, people do say that all the time.
Really?
Social media days,
well,
yeah.
Social media doesn't count.
Sure it does.
No, it doesn't.
They're listeners.
Okay.
Don't they?
What don't they like about you?
Well, I don't know. They say everybody... Listen, if you're a talk show host and you're universally liked, there's a problem.
There is a problem.
There's a problem if you're universally liked. You know, there's a lot of Nets fans that hate my guts. A lot of those. A lot of them out there.
Like four of them?
They seem to be growing and spreading like weeds, these Nets fans.
Yeah, okay.
But they've been quiet lately.
They're more of a national story. You know that.
Yeah, I know. I've been saying it. We've been saying it.
We've been saying it for last 6 months.
We were the first ones to say that, I think, and everybody's been ripping that off.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. Not to say that I haven't taken a phrase or two. But people have been really ripping off this show a lot lately.
Yes, they have.
Last 3 weeks or so, I'm seeing a lot of that out there. You know? You sent me one the other day. It was like someone took something right out of our mouths and putting it right into a tweet.
Yes.
Like, come on. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Your own ideas.
What are you doing? Hey. I mean, but you know what? It's that right there. So when people say imitation is the most sincere form of flattery, that is what they mean by that. Not like me imitating somebody's voice, because that's mockery.
Right.
But when someone actually takes like a thought of yours or something and puts it out there, that right there
and
is
writes
the
a whole
sincere.
Article around it.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, for yes. sure. All right, let's go to Ike, who's in Brooklyn. What's up, Ike? Good morning.
Guys, how you doing?
Thanks. Good, man.
What's
call.
Happening,
yes,
Ike?
Okay, Boomer, you are a longtime Ranger fan,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, the last 10 days,
ugh.
2 years in Ranger history, you lose 13-1 combined against the rival Islanders. And for those, you know, in the 80s, the Islanders-Rangers, that rivalry was unprecedented, unparalleled. So now you lose 13-1. They knock you out of the playoffs, okay? You lose. You go play Washington, you know, a game that really was meaningless to you guys and pretty much for Washington. And we know, all know what happened. To be called soft in hockey is probably the worst insult you can have. And then you fire your GM and loved president and GM.
So, yeah, well, that's why those guys got fired. You just gave all the reasons why they got fired. And James Long could say he was thinking about it a little bit earlier. There may have been some sort of internal disconnect that we don't know about, that I don't know about, that James Dolan seems to be talking about and telling Larry Brooks about culture and connection and all this other stuff. But I do think that Glenn Sather had a big part of this. I think he came back and he saw that some kids weren't getting the play time that they should have been getting, and other players weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing. But it's not going to change that much. I mean, Chris Drury's been a part of all of this.
Yeah, so it's not like you're going outside the organization, bringing in somebody with a tremendously different philosophy.
And the biggest question for Chris Drury right now at this moment is whether or not he's keeping his coaching staff. That's the first thing that he has to attend to. You can talk about, you know, the exit meetings and all that other stuff. You know, he knows. He's obviously knows more about hockey than I'll ever know. But and he's been watching this team, and he's been around this team for the last, five or six, 7 years.
Yeah.
So he's been a part of the inner brain trust of it. So Ranger fans shouldn't be panicking in that regard that all of a sudden we're going to start trading away all these assets. No, all these assets are here because Chris was a part of all of this.
Yeah.
The one thing that I will say, the wild card in all this, and all of us Ranger fans know it, is Glenn Sather. And what is he going to do? Now, this maniac at his age could do anything. He could say, hey, we're trading Lafreniere for Jack Eichel.
He
is right. You don't want that. I mean, somehow if they could get Jack Eichel here without losing all of this young talent that we have.
That's not generally how it works, though. Teams want something back.
But the Rangers will have, they have enough assets to trade, and they also have draft choices to trade and things of that nature. But the Rangers are going to have a lot of cap room next year. That's the nice thing. And they're going to have to make a decision on Buchnevich and a few other players, but there's going to be cap room there. Is there going to be a new coach here? So there's a lot of things that have to get moving here. But I do know this. If you take a look at the track record of, say, like a Lou Lamoriello or Glenn Sather or any of these guys that are old school Neanderthal hockey people.
Yeah.
And you, you throw me in that too, because I am that way. And I feel that in order to win, like Mark Messier said the other day, you have to win in the alleys. And he said it on ESPN. I don't really care, but he said it. And he's right. And he knows. He knows that you got to be able to go in the corners. You got to be able to stand in front of that net. And you got to be able to, you know, protect your own. And I know Sather said, I really love what, you know, how my team reacted against the Washington Capitals. But look who fought. I mean, like, did you see Lafreniere fight? Did you see Kako fight? Did you see Hedl fight? Did you see Fox fight? Did you see Miller fight? No. It's all the also-run guys. You know, the guys that are here on the back end of their careers or still trying to make a name for themselves, those are the guys who do the fighting, except for Ryan Strome and Brendan Smith, who have been a big part of this team. So, I don't know what to tell you. But they have to get tougher. That's all there is to it, and everybody knows it. And that's why Sather now is involved.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I just saw this play from Boomer. I tell you, there wouldn't be a Patrick Mahomes if there wasn't a Boomer Esiason first.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I just saw this.
Yeah, I don't remember that play.
It's an amazing play. So sometimes, you know, people send us stuff that is very, very complimentary of Boomer's career because they see something on YouTube and they're like, you know, look at Boomer. Look, he did this. Look, he did that. Mm. So we just saw this one where you're rolling out of bounds, like about to step out of bounds, and then you throw the ball across your body 40 yards down the field for a 60-yard touchdown catch. Now, it was... I mean, I think that Patrick Mahomes was probably inspired by that.
Okay.
And he...
I don't think Patrick Mahomes was born yet.
Well, he saw the... So what? I mean, I wasn't born, and I've seen the highlights of Ted Williams and stuff.
You don't remember that play at all?
You don't remember it at all?
Not at all. I don't even remember that game.
What's the touchdown pass that you remember the most and you think about?
My last one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Talk me through it.
Talk you through it?
Yeah.
It was fake 18, roll left, throw back to Darnay Scott for 77-yard touchdown pass, and see you later, good night. We won. We walked off the field.
That was it?
Yeah.
And you remember that one?
Yeah, it was my last one.
Yeah, of course. I can understand that. But nothing earlier in your career? Not one where it's like, man, that was just great. Like you want to look back and reminisce.
I could see some highlights and remember those games.
Yeah.
But that like one, this particular game, I don't remember.
Yeah, that's a shame.
That is crazy.
It's like, why'd you even do it if you can't remember?
And I don't even remember that play that you were speaking of.
Wow. You don't remember a thing about it.
I don't.
Wow. I wonder if most quarterbacks are like that or not.
I mean, there's certain games you can remember and certain things that happen in games that you could remember. But for whatever reason, that game... I don't remember it at all. Okay. First of all, the game was played in 1987. So we're a long way away from that.
Yeah. I mean, I was five when that happened.
Okay.
So a little five-year-old me was watching you throwing those touchdown passes. Yeah, okay. So one day I'm going to sit next to that man.
Right.
He's going to be retired, and I'm going to be doing radio with Boomer Esiason. All right. Chris Lopresti is back with his update, and he's going to give us – he's got one of the WFAN store shirts on, by the way. So why don't you model that? You can go to WFAN.com/store if you're into, what do they call that? They call that a...
baseball shirt.
A baseball
shirt, a little raglan tee maybe?
Raglan tee, is that what it is?
I don't know if that's what they call it in the WFAN store, but I have seen these shirts referred to as a raglan tee.
A raglan tee. It's a three-quarter sleeve raglan tee baseball shirt. WFAN store, so check that out. And then we may have a couple of new T-shirts up there. One will be the Feel Good Friday shirt, and the other one will be the Tack Up a Sheet shirt. So we'll get those two rolling whenever Tom Izzo responds back to our text messages. All right, CeeLo, what's going on, man?
All right, brought to you by Stressless, available at Stickley Furniture and Mattress. Visit shopstickley.com. Last night, fourth straight loss for the Nets. Season high, 45 points from Kyrie Irving. Not enough to beat the Mavericks as Brooklyn fell in Dallas 113-109. They had the lead in the fourth but couldn't hold it. Luka Doncic, 24 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists. Tim Hardaway Jr. had 23 for Dallas. Kevin Durant, 7 of 21 on the night, but just 1 of 10 from the field in half number two.
Tonight, I tried shots that I shouldn't have tried. I shot over a double team one time in the fourth. I shot a runner going to the left, just trying to get into the game.
Never quite happened. As far as the team's funk goes, he's not too worried about it.
I hope you feel this pain, I guess, from losing, feeling like we're not where we want to be. I like this position for us, and I think it's going make us better as we continue.
It was a big night for Kyrie, but he says he would trade all 45 for a W.
You know, scored a bunch of points in my career. Empty points. Right now, I just want to score when it matters and do what's needed for us to be successful as a team.
I hear that a lot in the Zooms these days.
Yeah. It's like, that was just the Nets season crashing to the ground. That's all that was. Nothing
I
to
wonder,
see here.
Is it on like the team side because of where they're set up, or do we think it's like one of the reporters sitting at home or something with something going on in the background?
Got to be definitely one of the reporters, although their microphones may be muted until they ask the question.
Yeah, I think it's on the team side, especially on a road game.
They're packing up.
Yeah, packing everything up and getting the hell out of there. It just ends up being ambient sound.
That makes sense. Nets are 2.5 behind the Sixers for the 1 seed, 3 in the loss column now. They are 9-11 without James Harden. We mentioned that last hour. Here's Steve Nash on one of his missing pieces.
They'll improve us immediately in a lot of ways and cover up a lot of holes. But we still don't have that common experience. So we need time to grow and learn and play together.
Harden did speak pregame, very confident he'll return from injury before the playoffs, and he hopes to play in a couple of games between now and then. They only have 5 left. Their road trip continues in Denver tomorrow night. Meantime, the Knicks play game 4 of their 6-game trip. They're in Phoenix late tonight. They'll visit the Suns at 10 o'clock. Emmanuel Quickley, sprained left ankle. Alec Burks, left knee contusion. Both are listed as doubtful. The Pacers beat the Hawks 133-126. So the Knicks still a game up on Atlanta, 2 in the loss column for the 4 seed in the East. And the Clippers beat up the Lakers 118-94. No LeBron and Anthony Davis left after only 9 minutes of action. Back spasms did not return. Lakers have dropped 7 out of 9. They are now dead even with the Trailblazers. Those two teams will play tonight in Portland. Yankees took the series from the Astros, but Houston able to salvage the finale yesterday afternoon.
1-1. Swung on, hit high in the air to left field and deep. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a 2-run home run for Maldonado. Maldonado came in 6 for 66 with no homers or RBIs.
So he promptly went 3 for 4 with that 2-run homer out of the 9-hole yesterday. John Sterling,
a
ninth
bowl
inning
full of mush
here on the Fan. And that's kind of the way it went for the Yankee bullpen yesterday, although they've been very good this season. That homer was after the Yanks had got back within 1 following Jose Altuve's go-ahead 3-run shot in the 8th. Stros win the game 7-4. Chad Green served up Altuve's homer, spoiling a potential win for Gerrit Cole.
Command wasn't there. I mean, it just comes from the leadoff walk. So just wasn't locating the fastball or breaking ball.
That kind of makes life difficult. As for Cole, 7 innings, a 2-run ball. He gave up a couple of homers to Jordan Alvarez. Enjoyed this series both as a spectator and on the mound yesterday.
There was a different level of intensity, certainly. My experience has been no fans and then only like 9,000. So quite a bit of energy the last 3 days. Looking forward to seeing more of it.
And after taking the first 2 games, Aaron Boone admits there was some greediness.
You always want to win series, of course, but then you have a chance to get a sweep and kind of you live in the day. Had a chance to close one out today and couldn't quite finish it off.
As it came apart late in the game, also Gio Urshela in the 8th inning had to leave after making a diving stop at 3rd. He was headed for an MRI on his knee, so we'll stay tuned on his status. Offensively, Giancarlo Stanton did homer again. He's up to 9 on the year. Clint Frazier, a 2-run shot in the 4th. Yanks get the Nationals now for 3 games this weekend in the Bronx. Jameson Taillon opposed by Patrick Corbin in the opener. We've got coverage on the Fan 625. Remember a couple of winters ago, Yankees were hot after Corbin, and he ended up picking the Nats for
six years,
$140 million bucks.
Insane amount of money. Yeah.
So he had a solid first year for them. I was looking last year, 2-7, 4-6-6. All right, pandemic shortened year. Off this season, 5 starts, he's 1-3 with an 8.10 ERA. Imagine if he was pitching for the Yankees right now.
Yankees didn't sign him.
But let's not forget, he won a World Series as a member of the Nationals.
Yes, but he wasn't, I wouldn't say, the key difference maker in that World Series. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, but he contributed.
Oh, sure he did. It was year
Isn't
1.
Isn't that why you do this?
I got to think A.J. Hinch was more of a contributor to that because he didn't use Gerrit Cole.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
Interesting take.
I like that take from Boomer.
All right, Hot Take Friday.
Put
the oven mitts on. Boomer bringing it. A.J. Hinch, the reason why. The Nationals won the World Series, not the Nationals. All right. What else there?
Careful to do that when Boomer's sipping coffee. Almost spit that all over the place. All right. In St. Louis, the Mets walked their way to a 4-game split with the Cardinals.
3-1 to McCann with the bases full, and that's outside ball 4, and the Mets take the lead. 4 consecutive walks The last two have forced in runs, and the Mets go in front 2-1.
I think that was Ronnie, if I'm not mistaken. Was that
really?
Keith?
I thought it was Keith.
Oh, okay, it sounded like Ron to me, but maybe it was Keith. So I read Ronnie, but you
100%
could be. 100%
Keith.
100% Keith?
Yeah, it had to be.
All
yeah.
right. Okay. Was Ronnie not part of the series?
No. He wasn't there, but you could just hear it.
That's a Keith sigh right there.
Right, even if we didn't know that.
See,
he was.
I guess
makes
assumed
me feel
Ron
like he was pulling for the Cardinals.
Yeah,
I
didn't think of that. I assumed Ronnie because we're talking about pitchers not doing their jobs. That was why.
Now Keith
Ronnie.
Is just he's just annoyed that there's so many walks and it's taking so long
that.
And like get me he's the hell
get back
out
of Sag Harbor.
Right,
you know, that whole thing.
Yeah. So the Cards walked in another run.
Where's he doing the game? Does he go to the actual?
No, they go to the stadium.
Yeah, I know. But he drives all the way back at Sag Harbor still. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Someone's got to be driving him, though, right?
No, he's not actually no. He's driving. He's
by
doing
himself?
It.
Yeah,
he got in trouble once when he told us that he sped on our show. He's like, he's like, I know all the cops on that route.
I could get away
he's
with
like,
this.
He's like, I go get away with anything. He actually got a letter from the Suffolk County Police Department.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long
messing
is,
around with the cops, man.
Yeah.
Let's say no traffic, which I know is impossible. How long is that ride with no traffic?
I would say an hour and a half.
So he's probably looking at two and a half average?
I think it's more than that.
Yeah?
I think it's more than that.
Well, it depends. If he's doing his normal 80 miles an hour, it's an hour and a half,
yeah,
hour and 45
still,
minutes.
You get to a certain part where you can't do 85.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But he's going it late at night, so it's wide open.
At night, but I'm talking about coming in the afternoons for the game.
I think at the best he could do is an hour 45. That's what I would say. The best he could do.
Really love Sag Harbor.
At the LaJoy Hotel. Maybe he's staying there in between.
Le Jolie
Hotel. Right there. Off
BQE.
The LIE.
Yeah, or the LIE. Yeah, right.
LIE,
down.
Where the LIE and I think the Grand Central meet.
Yeah, right? Le Jolie. Over there by, exit 22.
Yeah.
Le Jolie.
Such a nice place to hang out.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, you could probably get a room there for a song right now, you know? Think about it. Just walk in there and sing and they'll give you keys to a room.
Mets won the game 4-1 despite stranding 17 runners. New franchise record for a 9-inning game. 11 walks, 11 strikeouts. That's kind of 2021 baseball in a nutshell right there. Tywan Walker, 7 innings of 1 hit, 1 run ball, 8 Ks. He's been great, and James McCann was on the receiving end of it yesterday.
For me, he's a guy you can't sleep on. He should be in the talks of being that guy at the top of the rotation.
All right,
let's
hold on. Easy there, James.
Well, I don't think he means above DeGrom.
But I would say this. Seeing Tywan Walker in his post-game presser, that guy's ripped,
had
man.
The guns out.
Of course.
That guy.
I love this guy. Love him.
You know what? He's the guy, first guy off the bus, man.
Yep.
Now, everything about him is great. I mean, he's intimidating. I love the fact he wears 99. He embraced that whole Turk Wendell thing. He opened a bottle of Seaver's wine when he signed with the Mets.
Yep.
I love him.
He's kind of connected, like he gets it.
He does. He totally does. And then also on top of it, I love the fact that he was the second option, the plan B after Trevor Bauer didn't work out, and he's been really good for
that. And the amazing thing is that he can truly say, I get it.
yeah, that is true. And I remember driving in this morning, it was a call. It was Alan from Queens, the great Alan from Queens who calls in, who was trashing DeGrom.
Yeah, that was odd.
Trashing DeGrom?
Yeah.
Never wins, I think, was one of the things.
He never wins. And Sal actually had his composure. Like, he didn't blow. I thought he was just going to murder the guy. I don't know. People are just—they're just searching for stuff. They really are. Those overnight callers are—it's rough. It's a rough scene. It's a really rough scene. And he was going to 6 today, Sal, so he had more time on the air. So he was just taking these terrible phone calls and trying not to lose his mind. But he's gonna murder somebody. I think,
can't believe that Fliegelman and Lepresti can't do a show together.
We happily would have, but that was taken out of
our
hands.
I'll do anything to stop taking these overnight calls.
I mean, I don't know why you
guys
can't.
There's a reason Alan hasn't been on in a long time.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm just saying, why can't you guys do a warm-up show?
You're asking the wrong guys.
Do you think you could do it?
Of course we could do it.
We could definitely do it.
We've been working here forever.
Yeah, it's 1 hour.
Yeah,
be fine.
Right.
Be totally fine.
We might have a segment that goes too long, us just laughing about old WFAN cuts in the system.
That's always fun. Yeah.
But
you guys
Gio
pulled
did
out
that
the
yesterday
24
with the,
clip.
The Tom and Fairfield call.
Yeah.
I played that yesterday, CeeLo. The Tom and Fairfield, Tony Page.
I woke up to a text from Scoes. Where do I find that? So I didn't have the answer. Fleegs came through for you. So there you go.
Absolutely incredible. Yeah, no, it'd be great. I mean, I don't know why they don't use that warm-up show the rare times that Al and Jerry are off to throw anybody else
why
in
not?
There.
Why not?
I asked you if you wanted to do it. You didn't want to do it.
Well, we do this.
Got to pay extra for that.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Mets coming back to Citi Field. No? Well, I mean for Boomer.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Three games with the Diamondbacks, David Peterson and Zach Gallen at 7-10. Quickly on the hockey, Devils top the Islanders 2-1. Couple of three-game losing streaks for the Isles mixed in with their three wins over the Rangers in the last couple of weeks. Barry Trotz says they've gotten away from what they do best.
This is just a reassess of the timing.
That's
to make sure that
there you go.
All of a sudden start changing our game. We start, you know, turning back. We don't go north. We don't stay under pucks. We cheat on plays, and when you do that, it gets frustrating.
They got the Devils again tomorrow night as they try to get their game in order heading into the postseason. Rangers were shut out by the Bruins in Boston 4-0. They got all kinds of guys out of the lineup. The story was earlier in the day. Chris Drury officially introduced alongside Glenn Sather. Drury is the new president and GM, as we know. And James Dolan with some extensive comments to Larry Brooks of the New York Post, basically talking about the culture and the overall spirit of the team. He was not happy with where that was at, and that's what led to the dismissal of both Jeff Gordon and John Davidson. So now they move forward with Drury, and it sounds like a lot of Glenn Sather's sort of on the fringe as the, what do they call him, the godfather of the Rangers. So he's back in the mix.
He's not on the fringe. He's right in the mix.
Yeah, that's a better way to put it.
And you know what? Publicly, he'll find tough guys, and he'll tell you, look, we're bringing these guys in, four or five of these guys, and we're going to protect our younger guys, and we're going to make sure that our younger guys that are highly drafted are going to get the positions on the lines that they deserve. This would have been a year for a lot of guys to really learn. They've learned, but they've been all over the place. Like, nothing's ever been set in stone, and I don't necessarily know that. Like, Lafreniere has got to know that he's going to be the captain of the Rangers someday, and he's got to be put in a position like Nico Hischier was for the Devils. Whether you like Nico or not, I mean, they drafted him number one. You're our captain, and you are going to go out there, and you're going to lead us.
Yeah.
That's who Lafreniere has got to be.
Yeah, he might be the captain of the Sabres one day. That's what I think. Gets traded in the offseason.
Yeah.
And by the way, as the great Joe B would say about Glenn Sather right now, fully ensconced.
I'm looking at him right now, man. He's got the goatee going on here.
Yeah.
Sather, good Lord.
He's back in the mix, man.
Oh, he's in the mix, all right.
It is like a drug. Yep. They just can't. They can never let it go.
And Dolan on Chris Drury, quote, he reminds me somewhat of Brian Cashman. So really setting the bar high for a guy who's never done the job before and now has to step into this situation in New York City with a team that will have high expectations next year.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You know, I was talking about going over to Fire Island yesterday after the show to see Keegan-Michael Key over at Ocean Beach. We could go hang out. That's the rough seas. That caller called up yesterday. I think it was Mike in Sayville, maybe. He called up and said it was rough.
Yes.
It was rough.
It was rough.
Yeah, it was rough. So Keegan, if you're listening out there, if you're streaming on the Odyssey app, I'll get over there a couple days. Maybe, hopefully, maybe next week, who the hell knows, and we can all hang out. Because I think that would be great. I think me, you, Keegan-Michael Key, Scotty Hirsch from Island Mermaid, the four of us, nice little lunch. What do you think? A couple of rocket fuels?
It would be great. No, I don't need rocket fuel. No, thanks. Those are for Friday nights. And by the way, I was down at Monmouth Beach last night after playing golf.
Ooh.
You know, those maniacs had to take me out to dinner. You know, they don't realize you have to get up at 4:15 in the morning, right?
Sure. So, well, 4:15.
Whatever.
What a dream.
3 o'clock. Yeah. What a dream. Jalapeno dream. We go to the beach tavern down there in Monmouth Beach. I had never been to Monmouth Beach. That's beautiful.
Oh, you like something
and
in Jersey?
Beach tavern. It's awesome. The place
is
packed.
Wow.
I don't know if I should say that. I don't know if they're allowed to be packed, but it was.
Well, you just did. Can't take it back now.
No, I mean, everybody was social distance and all that other stuff.
Sure,
but yeah,
sure.
But the place was great.
Well, that's good. You usually hate everything in New Jersey, so
yeah,
it's nice
but
to hear
tell
that.
You, so Monmouth Beach reminded me like Freeport, like the South Shore of Long Island.
Okay.
Is what it reminded me of.
Like Freeport.
West Islip, Freeport, Long Beach, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And they have beautiful marinas there and everything. And the reason I was thinking about you yesterday is because, Doug Wells was going to take out his new boat. And
I saw a picture.
It was windy and all that other stuff, so he decided not to do it. But when we got to the beach tavern, the water was calm as all could be. It looked like it was great out there.
Probably nice and protected in there is probably what it was.
Yeah, but the wind died down around 6 o'clock last night.
It generally lays down right around there. It makes sense. Yeah, so speaking of that, Doug Wells told me, and he sent me the, of course, of Ray Catena, Mercedes-Benz, of Edison, Doug Wells, the great manager over there, one of the all-time greats, and also a lunatic. He did send me a picture of his new boat. It's beautiful. It's a 31-foot Cobia, I believe, with twin 300s on the back. So
I told him it's not big enough for me.
Really? Even 30 feet not big enough for you?
I said I need at least 3 Yamis on there.
At least 3.
You know anybody with a 41-foot regulator?
Apparently, one of our callers has one of those.
He's got a 41-foot regulator.
Yeah, some caller.
So that means he's got quads on there, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, he does. Yep, absolutely.
And that's the kind of boat I'm talking about rolling up in.
Yeah, it's a nice million-dollar boat. Nice million-dollar price tag on that sucker. But anyway, so Doug Wells said, "Let me know exactly all the details about the boat race." He's going to take his boat from Jersey, and then I got a message from one of our great listeners on Twitter said him and 6 other boats of his friends are coming from Jersey.
Nice, great.
And he said, tell Al that at least 6 of us are coming from Jersey because Al said that when we do stuff like this, it doesn't involve the whole listening audience, which is impossible to do anyway because it's such a wide range that we, Connecticut people listen, Westchester, Long Island, New Jersey.
You got people in Pennsylvania listening,
you got people
in Delaware, for God's
sake. You got people
in
Wisconsin watching us on CBS Sports Network. Right. It's really impossible to do something that serves everybody. But he would be happy to know that there is a contingent from New Jersey that is showing up.
And that's great. And, we'll get more into it. We'll give you more details about it as we get a little bit closer, maybe in the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to really start promoting this thing, and it's going to be a great, great day I believe it's Friday, August 13th.
Yes, so that is the day that we are zeroing in on.
Yes.
I desperately want to tell you everything about it.
We can't just yet,
but when we do, it's going to be very exciting. But just so people know, I could throw the date that we're working on right now.
Yes.
So maybe if you're thinking about, I was going to go away, maybe I'm not going to go away. Friday, August 13th. Yes, it is Friday the 13th. Let's get weird. It's going to be the day that we're looking at right now. And more details to come, hopefully in the next
week or so.
Hopefully. I overheard Boomer and Gio discussing this boat parade. Evidently, is still happening.
Yeah, screw you.
I don't believe that's going to happen.
Yeah,
I hope it happens.
Yeah, I hope you have 105. Yeah,
no, I don't. I hope
right
I don't.
Your vaccine.
I don't want to go anywhere.
Hey, by the way, get Al on the phone. I want to find out how he's doing.
Oh, God.
I can't make it. I would love to be able to come up there.
All right. Hey, let's go to Trisha in Sayville. Trisha, what's happening?
Hey, Gio. It's your neighbor, Trisha.
Oh, hi. How are you,
Trisha? Now.
Have I met you yet, Trisha?
You have not, and I'm getting a lot of flack from the neighbors and my colleagues. I'm over in Bayport Blue Point High School, phys ed, so you got a lot of fans over here.
Okay, great. That's great to hear.
Everyone is, telling me I got to go over, I got to go meet you, but my daughters and I were listening to you this morning as we're eating our breakfast, and we heard you talking about, neighbors looking in your window.
Yes.
And my 13-year-old daughter said she's a little guilty of it because your daughter watches some good shows, and she could see the TV through the window at the bus stop.
See, I told you. You got to tack a sheet up, man.
Yeah, I know. We're working on it.
No, Gio, we're all on the same page. No sheets are going up in the window on Green Avenue.
See, exactly. See, Trisha knows what we're talking
Trisha,
about.
Trisha, any Adirondack chairs in your yard?
Absolutely. No Adirondack chairs, no pineapples.
All right. No pineapple door knocker. Now, is your husband named Nate?
That is my husband.
You guys have a reputation in the neighborhood, I tell you. A lot of people have said, hey, have you met Nate and Trish? And I was like, no, I haven't. Oh, you got to meet Nate and Trish. That's what everybody says to
no
me.
No housewarming gift or anything, Trish? No basket?
We have it on our counter, and we're just waiting for the right time to come over. And like I said, I didn't want to have to introduce myself like this over the phone, but I had to address the whole sheet thing and the snooping. But I think a lot of people are looking at, you don't think it has anything to do with the excavator on, the property.
Oh, I know. Yeah, well, that too. Well, but that excavator, that just showed up a couple days ago. I mean, this aquarium.
How long is that thing going to be there?
Probably a couple months, I would say. Well, the construction will take a couple
Trish,
months.
Trish, get on this. We got to get this thing moving.
I know. Oh, I'm on. I think I might have been the one taking the picture to give Nate a heads up before he came home.
I know. There's been a lot of work over there. And then the house next to the one that's going up now where the excavator is, there's going to be renovations on that one, too.
I know.
There's a lot of stuff going on, man. It's that Green Avenue. We're turning over a new leaf. This is what's happening.
Four new neighbors in a year. That's a lot for Trish and me.
Yeah, so it is. So, Trish, let me ask you. When people come over, and so there were some nice people who dropped off a bottle of champagne when we weren't home. Am I supposed to, like, reciprocate now and, like, send them a thank you note or go to their house?
Yes, thank you note. Not just
do I go to their house?
Yeah. But then, I would do that. I think it's nice. Yeah, I think that's a nice gesture.
Because I didn't know because it's like they deliberately showed up when we weren't there. So I was like, maybe they didn't want to talk or something. So I didn't know, do I give them a thank you?
You're overthinking it.
Well, you know me.
Yes.
This is what I do.
We're very friendly. We're very friendly.
It's the friendliest neighborhood.
I'll tell you what, it sounds like it.
We're going to have a little, party and invite all the new neighbors. We just put our pool in. So once everything's situated, we'll invite you guys.
How much did that run you, Trish?
Don't ask.
Was it a gunite?
No.
Okay.
No gunite. No,
all right.
No.
But
the Bluestone put us over the edge.
The Bluestone put you up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bluestone could be expensive.
Yeah,
yes.
I know. Well, I'm going to come over and is the pool open yet, Trish?
Yes, it is.
All right. I'll be in there about 3 o'clock today. So get some beers ready. Tell Nate we're hanging out. All right.
I will. And my husband's a boater. So I think, we'll hit the bay and then maybe pool party. We'll
have
look at this.
I've died and gone to heaven,
baby,
Boomer.
We're getting sat down here and say, let's get it on.
It's the greatest. Well, thanks for calling,
Trish.
No, All right. Yeah, no, I know. No, I'm not going to try to have sex with you, Trish.
What kind of boat you guys got, Trish?
We have a, what is it? Oh, God, I can't even
Come
think
on,
of the name.
Trish.
Oh, sailfish.
Okay.
27-foot sailfish.
27-foot sailfish. All right, very good.
Yeah.
All right, look at that. You guys go over to Davis Park and hang out there? You get a house over there or anything?
No. No house at Davis. No.
All right.
We usually do Ocean Beach, Ocean Bay Park, and Sailors.
Okay, all right. Well, okay.
Very great. Well, there's one of your new neighbors.
All
right,
Trish, we'll see you around, all right?
Thanks, Trish.
Yes, definitely. See you later.
All right, guys.
Look at that.
She's a hot box of rocks, man.
Yeah, maybe she is. You never know.
No, but it is funny. I'm not kidding. This Nate and Trish, it's been like a thing. Everybody's like, have you met Nate and Trish? Nate and Trish are over there. And then I was like, wow. I mean, these
Nate
people,
and Trish are looking in your windows?
Clearly, at least the kids are.
Yeah.
I mean, now I'm just so self-conscious about what the hell's going on.
See, you have no idea. People can see. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Look, just temporarily tack some sheets up.
The other day, I was like holding my gut. I had my shirt off, and I was like doing that. Did they ever do that? you know, where you're like looking at yourself, grab your gut and everything. I was doing, and then I realized I was like, somebody's probably watching this. You know, I was just picture me in like in front of the mirror. You know, I'm just like,
did you check YouTube or Instagram or anything?
Yeah, like I was like, I wasn't fully naked. You know, I had boxer shorts on. You know, but I was. It's like, come on. And then I said, oops. Really? Yeah.
Neighbors are looking. Yeah, like, you know, somebody's got binoculars or something like Al.
Of course, without a doubt. I mean, but then sometimes, though, because I did stand outside and look up into the bedroom windows. It is kind of hard to see, especially when it's sunny and during the daytime and stuff.
It happened if you're like down the street a little bit or across the street. Yeah, you have a cross street there, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, and Maple.
All right, so,
yeah.
So go down Maple a little bit east.
Yeah.
And then look up at the if you and the honey are getting a wild thing going on. Well, you never know what these people in Savo. Hey, Joe in Staten Island, what's happening?
Good morning, Boomer and Gio.
What's up, Joe? What's happening,
Joe? You, man?
Not much. I got a nice 35-foot carver ready to go for this boat parade. How can I get in on this?
All right. Well,
don't worry about it.
Listen, we'll give you all the details, and we'll let you know. And it's going to be anybody with a boat can show up. There's going to be no restrictions. There's going to be no tickets. God. Anybody with a boat who wants to be there can be there. So once we release the hounds and the details on this, Joe, we'll get you involved, all right?
Well, can I ask Boomer a question about the Rangers?
Of course you can, Joe.
Let me ask you a crazy question. Do you really think that John Davidson wasn't going to really beef up this team if they gave him the chance?
No, I do think he would have. And I think that he and Jeff Gordon realized pretty quickly here what happened to them at the end of the season, that they were going to have to address that this offseason. There's no question about it. I don't know internally where the disconnect was. That's the thing that I can't speak of. Right?
Yeah.
So all I can tell you is that the owner felt like something was missing, and he tried to say that to Larry Brooks in the paper this morning. I was trying to read through all this kind of stuff. I don't know if it's a disconnect between the coach and the general manager and the coach and the president. I'm not sure, and I'm sure we'll find out more as time passes on a little bit.
Yeah.
But to me, you know, I don't think as a Ranger fan, look, I have nothing but great respect for Chris Drury and everything he's done in his life. He's always been a winner no matter where he's been. And he obviously has impressed the number of people in the NHL to have, you know, offers come his way, which he has turned down to stay with the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
So this to me feels like it's Glenn Sather more than anything else, you know, talking to Jim Dolan about what happened to this team starting, I believe, April 20th all the way to now.
Yeah, so I do think it's smart that Jim Dolan gave his quotes to a newspaper because it just looks better when you read it as opposed to listening to him talk.
Yeah, I know.
Because when he talks, it's not good. You know, bah, 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 that whole thing that he does.
Right.
It's terrible sounding. So whoever's advising Jim Dolan, smart.
You have to remember, like, Glenn Sather has been gone for 2 years now. Like, we haven't seen
him. Back.
We have not seen him at all. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, he's standing there in front of the step and repeat of the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking like he is the Rangers.
Yeah, he's like a cicada right out of the ground, up into the trees.
So, you know, for Ranger fans out there to understand, he is now back involved.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.